Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going back to the line, CJ of Stoughton, thanks for calling in. What's on your mind today, CJ of Stoughton?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Just to let you know, Ukraine never would have happened if the Hunter Biden, Do Nothing Harris would have listened to their military advisors and not surrendered Afghanistan. You were speaking earlier to someone, and someone brought up a book, and, you know, your party, the Democrat Party, always preaches tolerance. Well, as we see, our beautiful city is now being attacked. Organizations tried to be burned down again in Madison that are pro-life, that don't agree with the Democrats. So, and, you know, the mere fact that nothing was condemned by the White House. I'm wondering when the book comes out about Black Lives Matter leaders stealing millions of donations. I wonder when that book will come out. You know, and you were speaking of how bad the Republicans and the Trump followers. I believe his candidates that he's supported in the primaries, he's won 55 of his candidates and lost zero of his candidates. And it's not about Donald Trump. It's about what he believed. He believed in a strong economy, a strong military, and a strong border. And your party doesn't. And that's why you're going to lose big in November. And you guys can continue to preach tolerance as you burn buildings and you protest in front of the Supreme Court justices. And you must be so proud of your party, Matt, because they do. They just show so much tolerance and love. And, you know, it's just a beautiful thing in the Democrat Party.
Well, okay, let me respond to that, CJ. And just so you know, and I'm always glad to do it, but that's a longer speech than anybody in the Democratic Party would get if they called into a right-wing station. I mean, they wouldn't even be permitted to call in. So, but I like dialogue and I like contrary opinions. And when you have something to say that I agree with, I will do it, but I don't agree with much of what you say. And here's why. First of all, you talked about Afghanistan, the Black Lives Matter movement, and the bombing of the office in Madison that occurred over the weekend. I'm gonna hit all three of them, starting with, in your order. With Afghanistan, Donald Trump, and we've said this many times, I don't know if we have to repeat it, Donald Trump recognized the Taliban. The CIA didn't want him to. Then he installed them in Vienna as the negotiators for Afghanistan and booted out the Afghan government. Then he told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists from jail, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, who went on to kill Americans and others. Then he says, okay, we're going to be out of there by May 1. He turned tail himself. Biden comes in and says, we can't be out of there by May 1. He continues to bomb people. Finally, he pulls out at the end of the summer. And then the Afghan government caves like a cheap suit. And here's the deal, CJ. Here's the deal. You can't save a people from themselves and their own culture. It's an Islamic culture. The word Islam means submission. The word jihad means struggle. They are the ultimate embodiment of that. You can't change it. You can't change it. Now all the women have to wear burqas. So whose fault is that? It's not Joe Biden's fault. It's not America's fault. So let's get away from Afghanistan. And he was dealt a hand by Trump, and he played it as best he could, number one. Number two, on Black Lives Matter, there's a difference between the protests and then the administration by people who took over the movement. The protests were because of the strangling of George Floyd. They took 9 minutes to strangle him. He was a man that they had down on the ground. It was sadistic. And people marched, including people in my own family, and I was glad to do it. And I remember that we were down at the Devil Radio Studios down on Brady Street, and the march came by and we cheered them on. They were good people. The people that have taken it over are different, and they should be investigated like the NRA should be investigated. the NRA has principals of the NRA have taken a lot more money than anybody else in the Black Lives Matter movement. When it comes to the bombing of the clinic, it wasn't a clinic, it was an office, and it was a Molotov cocktail that didn't go off, but apparently there was another fire started. That's a felony. The people that did it should be apprehended and they should be punished. It's a felony. We're not going to permit that kind of thing. And this business of now trying to picket or boycott churches and all that, that's got to stop. We believe in the First Amendment, separation of church and state, your right to practice any religion you want. This is not a religious issue. People in all religions in this country are on both sides of the issue. The side I'm on is that the Supreme Court did the wrong thing and they've got to be stopped. But that has nothing to do with religion. And I have great respect for people of all religions, whatever their religious faith is. So I want that out of it. But if there's any violence on either side, that's got to be stopped. So that's my response to you. And I'd say that that's the Democratic response. And, you know, the final thing I'd say is, you know, when you argue stuff, CJ, a lot of times in your tone, it's almost as if you're glad to see, say, Biden not succeed. We're talking about the United States here, you know, and so when you have a president, he's our president, there's a war going on, we want the United States to succeed. And so the business of attacking a wartime president, I think, requires, you know, more sadness than triumph. And in tone, that's my own view. Thanks for calling in. You're always welcome to call in. There's a lot of other people on the line. I'm going to get to you in order. And if you spill over at the break, I'm going to get you right after that. Next one is Robert of West Allis. Thanks for calling. Robert, what's in your mind today?
Good morning. You already hit several of my points, including Pompeo and Trump started the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Really, with BJ, you know, when you ask the guy for some facts, I remember on Earl's show, they asked him to point out, either Earl or Sandy, what have the Republicans done for you? He couldn't come up with one thing. It changes the subject. It's always whataboutism. You're talking about topic A, and he's on to topic B and C. You know, in terms of the court and what's going on with Roe, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, these folks, I know, you know, we don't want to confuse religion with politics, but I think we need to be honest with ourselves, you know, especially the evangelical church. They supported Donald Trump. You know, so instead of, you know, the religion that a lot of us learned growing up, you know, act and, you know, Jesus kind of, you know, supporting the people who are disadvantaged and hanging out with whoever, they've turned it on its head that all your problems in life are because of an immigrant. And really, you know, he needs to come up with points. I'm tired of the same talking points day after day after day. There's no facts behind it. It's all opinion. And I really wish you guys would cut his airtime until he actually starts making the point. Thank you.
I hear you, Robert. I enjoy your calling in. The one thing that I will say, my own view, is that I totally divorce religion from any of this. Under the First Amendment, we believe in the separation of church and state, no organized, established religion. And I know a lot of evangelicals who are very fine people, and there are people on both sides of this issue. So I do not link it to any church, nor should it be linked to any church. And I think I'd like to see tremendous respect, and I know you share it and others, for all religions. I have a great deal of respect for people, whatever their faith. Okay, we're going to another call. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good morning, Matt. We need about 10 more CJs calling in because one guy said limit them to 5 minutes or whatever, cut his time. No, CJ is typical of the far right. They have no facts. They have no concept of what Trump did for them. They can't compete in an open debate. Here's some facts that CJ missed. Maybe I tuned in too late. But Trump let 5,000 Taliban terrorists go. We don't deal with terrorists. He invited the terrorists to Camp David. That's unheard of. That's why these guys, when they're exposed, they can't debate. It's impossible. They've got nothing. And going into the midterms, I've got a new mantra for myself. Anybody bring up and talk down on Biden, like you said, this is a wartime. We rally around America, and Biden is definitely America. You said, I don't think they want our country to fail. Yes, they do if it's under Biden. They do. They want it to fail. Fox started pushing a long time ago, right from the get-go, and the border. Well, if they're for right to life, if they're for right to life, how can you turn away mothers and kids to almost certain death at the border? Where's their right to life? If you got to stay consistent, guys. You can't have it both ways. If you're for right to life, you have to make a stand. The last but not least, I'm a Christian. I really don't believe in abortion myself. But if this is where the Supreme Court starts, you guys all better be scared where it's going to end, because it'll be one thing after another after another. This is monumental to see how much they can tear down of our rights and liberties that we have. Again, I don't believe in abortion at all, but I don't believe it belongs with the Supreme Court. You don't have a bunch of men tell women what to do with their bodies. Thanks, and have a great day, Matt.
Thanks a lot. Mark of the Sack, we have a little under 2 minutes. I'm going to worm you in, and then we're going to a break. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, well, thanks. And it's the Democratic Party, CJ. It is the Joseph Biden administration, not the Hunter Biden administration. Hunter Biden does not have security clearances in the White House. And you hit the points on Afghanistan there. And that on the abortion issue, that I'm a man, I cannot, that I'm well aware of, because I actually paid attention to human sexuality class in college, that I could probably name more of the female anatomy than CJ could if he had a textbook sitting in front of him from memory back from college, because I actually gave a rip about the women that I may or may not get involved with in my life. That it is just ridiculous that he doesn't know some of this stuff. The Supreme Court expresses their ignorance over this stuff. I mean, we've got states now that want to ban abortions for ectopic pregnancies because these fools don't understand what that means. In Wisconsin, yeah, the law is that for the life of the mother alone, I mean, that a 12-year-old girl gets raped and she's impregnated and they expect her to carry that baby to term, she might not survive that because her body
right.
is not
physiologically capable of carrying it. We got to go to a break, Mark. You made some excellent points. And we're going to get to other people on the lines right after the break. Don't hang up. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.